So how'd you like that? Here's what I think is going on. I propose it for your greater edification and see if it works. What we get to do with the Sermon on the Mount is be situated in the midst of life's big questions. Last week was about love your enemies, hate your enemies. And you know what this week's about. You can't serve God and mammon. What I mean by situated is, it's something like this. So have you ever done one of these things where you get a whole group of people together and as a way of getting them to know each other, you say, okay, if you consider yourself an introvert, stand on that side of the room. If you consider yourself an extrovert, stand on this side of the room. And people go where they go. If you were born in the spring, go over there. If you were born in the fall, back there. If you were born in the summer, over here, and winter, up here. So people get to, you know, okay, this is where I belong. But to take a thing like this and say, okay, do you serve God or mammon? If you serve God, go over there, and if you serve mammon, go over here. Well, on the one hand, it could be very embarrassing, but on the other hand, what the deal is, is we're somehow situated in the midst of the big questions. Part of the other one is this way. What do you seek? God? Mammon. Faith? Taking. These are the big questions in life that throughout our lives we answer every day, every moment of the day, and find ourselves kind of walking one way or the other. Okay, I'm trusting in God. Whoops, I'm not trusting God much anymore. Give me some mammon, right? Mammon's a great word. It's a Hebrew, Aramaic. It means the things we're entrusted with. It's often translated as wealth, but it means whatever we're entrusted with, whatever we think we're entrusted with. Position, power, looks, clothing, neighborhood, status. It's whatever we believe and we've noticed that we're entrusted with, intelligence, artistic ability. And in those big questions, being situated in the middle and feeling the tug of them, we get to know, not only know ourselves, but know God better. And I think we get to know what our pathway looks like in terms of following God. So, what's this line? I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, the body more than clothing? It's commonplace to say that how many, especially guys, but how many men at the end of their lives say, I wish I'd have spent more time at work. Not so many. There are a few. But it's more about, oh, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? And we come to realize that our life, we've missed stuff, right? We've missed valuing things as we start to take leave of this life. And it's the thing, what is your and my, what is our life worth? What is significant? So it seems to me, and I think this isn't a bad lead-in to Lent, which is next Wednesday, Ash Wednesday. So my recommendation is repent early and get it over with. Okay? What is your life worth? What Proverbs says about mammon is whoever loves pleasure will suffer want. Or Ecclesiastes, the lover of money will not be satisfied with money, nor the lover of wealth with gain. What is enough? How much is enough is maybe the basic question for a lot of us. How much is enough to feel secure, to feel adequate, to feel worthy, to feel honored? Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew says, wrong one. Here we go. About your life. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Oy vey, who wants that? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your life, with all your mind. So it seems to me that as we sit in the middle of life's big questions about stuff, we're situated in the place where we can discern what we serve. The Greek word douleo is comes from the Hebrew avodah, which means to serve and to worship. Whom do we serve? Whom do we worship? Now, if you're like me, you say, well, honestly, I worship mammon most of the time. Sometimes I worship God. I intend to worship God every day and serve God every day, but do I? Well, not so much. But I'm becoming willing to be taught to taste the difference between serving myself and my own interests and serving God and others with less self-interest. And I think that's what we're asked to do during Lent, is to get a clearer sense of where we're at, to ask for the grace to become willing to be taught about our lives, and to walk with Christ. So here's the last thing I want to try and sum this thing up. The big issues in life. One of them has to do with trust and vulnerability. And the other has to do with self-will and self-protection. How much is enough to find security? From what do we seek security? What are the insecurities we seek to be secure from? Name those. We can be like the Gentiles who seek the things of the world to prop up our vulnerable selves. We can become willing, on the other hand, to learn to be embraced in our vulnerability by God and the Spirit. When fear drives the bus, we go toward mammon, period. Even if we think we go to God, it's mammon. in fear. We're paralyzed. And from that place, if we can see it, we can hear Jesus say, "Oh, you of little faith, seek first the reign of God. Be taught. Learn about it." Our only other option in this sense is that in pursuing mammon in all its forms, we make other people pay dearly for our fear and insecurity. Everyone else for our fear and insecurity. And I think in learning about faith, we can learn to stand in a little bit less pretense and a little bit more peace. As God's vulnerable creatures. So God bless us all. It ain't easy doing this in a fearful world, is it? It ain't easy. So let's pray for one another for the grace to learn about the kind of faith where we can meet the Lord in our vulnerability.